welcome to the Beef and Lamb edition of the AHDB podcast. In this edition, Gemma, Marcom's executive, talks to Gareth, senior marketing manager for Beef and Lamb, and Stasher, senior account manager in the market development team, about the upcoming lamb consumer campaign. So today I'm here with Gareth and Stasher talking about the lamb campaign. Thank you both for joining me today. Gareth, could you just give us a brief overview of the campaign?
Yeah, so our 2019 lamb campaign will be launching in two bursts. The first burst in June, which starts on the 3rd of June and will run for 6 weeks, is just very much a light touch and what we call a soft launch. It'll run for 6 weeks from the 3rd of June, and it'll be followed up by a second burst in September, starting on the 2nd of September to the 13th. And the first burst of activity will just focus on billboard advertising and social and PR channels. And the second burst will include both of those, as well as some print, so that's newspapers, magazine advertising, and then some audio, so across digital radio and on streaming services like Spotify, as well as some visual video on demand advertising. We've created some great videos through our media team here, and these will display on things like 4 On Demand, ITV Hub, the digital versions where you can watch catch up TV, as well as social media. The reason we've chosen these dates and those two bursts is to coincide when the domestic lamb product is most prevalent on supermarket shelves. So we work quite closely through our retail engagement team to make sure that the retailers, and predominantly the major retailers, have domestic product on our shelves. Sometimes there can be quite a fine balance when the imported products leave the shelves and our product come in. So it's quite important that we try to make sure that our in-store activity and any point of sale materials are there when it is British lamb and English lamb on the shelves. So the campaign itself, the actual creative, is focusing on the amazing flavour of lamb. We have tested quite a lot of different creative routes. We've held focus groups, and we've also put out some other digital research looking at what it is about consumers and what it is about lamb that consumers really enjoy. Pitched ideas to them around, you know, how we make them look at purchasing lamb, which is often seen as a weekend meat, how they might start to look to purchase it in midweek. But a lot of consumer feedback was around that they felt that the product was slightly too expensive to always be eaten in the week. So we also then started to look at how people might use lamb to reward themselves. It's quite often seen as a special occasion meat, but people found that slightly patronising about whether they deserve lamb or not. And so one of the creative routes focused on flavour, and that really hit home, and people started to talk quite passionately about their enjoyment and the memories and the reasons why they buy lamb is just down to that really unique and delicious flavour. So the creative routes are just about to be worked up at the moment. We had a photo shoot last week and it went really well. So the adverts are starting to come together and it'll really play up the, the lovely flavour of lamb. And those videos as well play on the theme around the impact of the flavour of lamb that consumers love and enjoy.
So that sounds really exciting, lots of activity happening. So could I just ask, so why is AHDB focusing on lamb?
It's no secret that consumers, particularly younger consumers, but it does stretch into the more mature consumers as well, and families and post-families, looking at reducing their meat consumption. And so all the different proteins, the meat proteins, animal proteins, are in essentially a bit of a plate war to feature on those plates when people do decide that they'd like to eat meat. And none have been hit harder than lamb, seeing year-on-year decline in lamb sales. I think around 28% of households bought lamb between June and October last year, and this was significantly down on the year before. So lamb is in quite a dire need of some marketing support just to remind consumers just how much they do enjoy lamb. So the campaign itself is just simply really to drive sales of lamb, put lamb front and centre, back in front of people's minds. When we do go out and people try lamb, we know that they do enjoy it. They quite often say it's their favourite meat, but when asked how often they're purchasing it, it's not as often as we'd like them to, let alone whether they like to. It's too often seen as a special occasion product. But, you know, we know that it's a great meat for consumers, both from classical dishes, but with the emerging culinary trends around Asian, North African, Middle Eastern cuisines, which are big food trends for consumers, we know that lamb plays really well in these dishes. So lamb, you know, does have a great amount of opportunity to go out there and increase the amount of sales that are being achieved at the moment. We're also acutely aware, obviously, of the risk that of Brexit to lamb. If there are restrictions on exports, the export market is very important to lamb. So the domestic market, you know, is only increasing in importance to our own producers. But it's not without its challenges. It's seen as fatty, fortunately. But, you know, there are other cuts that we can start to look at and put forward. And also, I think that's quite a traditional opinion on lamb. And actually, I think lamb is a leaner meat than many people have appreciation for. They see it that it's overpriced compared to other proteins, and that it's difficult to cook. So we really need to start to give consumers reasons and remind them of reasons why they should be purchasing lamb. The fact that it's seen as a bit of a special treat isn't necessarily a problem. We just need to let people choose when they want to enjoy it, whether that's a Wednesday night when they've got friends coming over for something to eat, or the weekends with barbecues, etc. We need to remind people just about how much they do enjoy the product. The campaign will hopefully help people overcome some of those barriers to purchasing lamb.
You just need to get people out there shopping for more lamb.
Certainly do.
What are we looking to achieve with the campaign?
Yeah, like I mentioned, we are looking just to increase the volume of sales that lamb. So, yeah, and typically with AHDB activities, we also look at improving consumer attitudes to eating our products. This campaign, obviously, going out at a time when the industry is in dire need of a shot in the arm with regards to sales. So that's kind of its primary focus. We hopefully will see an improvement in people's attitudes to enjoying lamb more frequently. At the moment, the typical lamb consumer is only purchasing lamb around 6 times a year. So there's a great amount of headroom there for people to enjoy lamb more often without us actually trying to make it a weekly meat that they eat. I think, you know, if you're thinking that they're only eating it 6 times a year, if we can just inspire consumers to eat it once more every 2 months, so 12 times rather than 6 times, that's going to see us doubling the amount of lamb that's being eaten throughout the year, which will be incredible, but starts to actually make you realise just what the potential there is for lamb. But with the two bursts that we'll be doing, we really are looking to create a bit of a buzz around lamb this summer. You know, really make it the meat that people are talking about with the advertising, the PR stories that we'll have out there, the creative content that will be going out through social media. And then, you know, hopefully people will start to think that, you know, reimagine lamb as a much more relevant and engaging product that they can start to enjoy more frequently.
You work with a number of retailers and promote all the work HDB is doing to ensure we work with them to get our farmers' products on the shelves. Could you just give us a short introduction to your role?
Yes, of course. I work within the retail and food service team at AHDB, and my title is Senior Account Manager. And this account manager approach includes all of our 6 AHDB sectors for all of AHDB retail and our food service chain activities. And my job is to proactively build awareness and engagement with AHDB services by key retailer accounts and their key suppliers and their supply chains. So I manage the internal communication and I manage the interface between AHDB and my specific retailer accounts. So in essence, I count myself as the retailer champion in AHDB and the AHDB champion in each of the retailers that I work with. So a large part of my role is gaining retailer engagement and support for our consumer campaigns, which is obviously topical when we're talking about our lamb campaigns. So I'm pleased to say that all of the retailers that I'm responsible for have been extremely collaborative in supporting our lamb campaign activities, because they see the benefit of AHDB helping their customers to see lamb as a versatile offering when doing their food shopping.
So can I just ask what the latest developments are with UK retailers with regards to lamb?
Lamb has experienced declining sales, as we know, over the past decade within retailers, and that's driven by its relatively high price, the connotation of being associated with being a fatty meat, and inexperience, people who are not confident about their cooking knowledge or cooking methods. So retailers are looking at more convenient product offerings on lamb, providing sauces, flavourings, adding value generally, and smaller portions and cuts that will better fit midweek modern lifestyles and achieve more affordable price points within that choice.
What specific activity do you have planned for this lamb campaign?
Well, we need to inspire consumers to utilise and cook with lamb. Again, I mentioned especially at midweek meal occasions. So providing recipe inspiration, demonstrating how quick, easy and importantly tasty lamb can be at these occasions is obviously key for us. So we're doing this through different kinds of point of sale, point of purchase, recipe and stickers on packs in retail and magazines and on their websites. So it's also important that consumers increasingly see lamb as a versatile offering.
Just a reminder, the lamb campaign starts this summer, and for more information about how you can get involved, you can visit the website at beefandlamb.ahdb.org.uk/marketing.
Visit ahdb.org.uk for all the latest news, research and information. And follow us on Twitter at TheAHDB to stay up to date.
For more information about the campaign and how to get involved, please visit beefandlamb.ahdb.org.uk/marketing. Our next AHDB podcast features the AHDB Potatoes team. The podcast will preview our new storage network service, a scheme that will allow all store managers a one-to-one visit from an advisor to explain how they can best adapt to forthcoming regulation changes. Thanks for listening.